Clement Magnatella
on 702.
Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
Seven minutes after 9 o'clock. Dumelang, Sanbonani, good morning, bonjour, savan. How are you doing this morning? Welcome to coming home. And you need to be here to show them some love too. Banyana Banyana, as you know, have won the Women's Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco on Saturday. They've five times, in fact, to win this, right? It was 1995, it was 2000, it was 2008, 2012, even in 2018. And at the end of 2022, with the 2022 edition, they finally tasted the glory for the first time in the history of the National Senior Women's Team. There's a welcoming ceremony for them here at the airport. So many fans expected here this morning. And if you can, please stop by. They're landing in less than an hour's time. They will make their way out and the official welcoming program will start. We are all eagerly awaiting their arrival. And let me tell you what's exciting about welcoming teams or individuals that have successfully represented this country. It just makes you feel good about being part of this nation. I was here when Zozibini Tunzi came back after winning Miss Universe. There was a big welcoming ceremony as well after the Springboks won the World Cup. And being here reminds you why you must be proud to be South African. And look, we've got so much going on in the country, right? And it helps to have some feel-good moments. And being here and being part of this diverse group of South Africans, united, proud, and happy, makes you feel that good. I mean, the vibe is quite incredible. Just take a listen to this. This is what's been happening here throughout this morning. This is what's happening here at OR Tambo International Airport. Those who can ululate are ululating. Those who can sing are singing. I was joining along with the singing there. So we're looking forward to their arrival and we'll give you updates on what happened here. But if you're able to make it, please stop by to show them some love. We start the show with the 702 open line as always. 011-883-0702. That's the number to dial if you want to raise any issue on the open line this morning. You can send a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702. The SMS line is 31702. Start dialing now. So what we'll do between 10 and 11 o'clock is focus on what's happening here at OR Tambo International Airport as we wait for the champions to arrive. I have a few guests I will bring in. The Sports, Arts and Culture Minister Natim Tetwa is here. I'll try and bring him in to join us for a quick conversation. Lydia Munyapau, who is the Chief Operations Officer at SAFA, is also here. In fact, Lydia is actually also the former Banyana Banyana player and team manager. And I'll bring in Banyana Banyana fans as well. People like Mama Joy Chawuke, who is a South African football super fan. Ria Lidwaba too. We've got Mawande Mateza, who is our EWN reporter. So all of them will be joining me between 10 and 11 o'clock. And then at 11 o'clock, what we expect to do is take some of that official program live. That official program is expected to start at 11 o'clock. So we'll take some of the speeches live. We're hoping to speak to the Banyana Banyana players as well before we wrap up our show. And that's going to be dependent, of course, on how long this program takes. All right, let's kick off the show. 011-883-0702. WhatsApps on 072-702-1702. That's the show coming up over the next 3 hours.
702.
Let's walk the talk.
All right, so we're going to take your calls now. I see some of you already calling in. So let me go straight to... My goodness, I must take off my glasses. So I did the show live from outside our broadcast van, right? Because I wanted you to feel the mood, the vibe out there. So now I just walked back into the van, quickly ran in, and I was wearing like my sunglasses and I had to take them off so I can see the screen and who's calling. Is it Gotliso who's calling us from False Loras? Gotliso, good morning.
Hi, Clement, how are you?
I'm good. Go ahead.
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I would like to say congratulations to Banyana Banyana and welcome to them. I also wanted to check, you had said you were there when Zozbini and the rugby team came in.
Yeah,
who was there to welcome Lalela Mswane, who won or who came second in Israel, Miss Universe, and also who won the Miss Supernatural, I think Supernatural 2022 or something.
Supernatural.
Who was there to welcome?
Yeah, there was a welcoming ceremony. Totally so. My recollection is that there was a welcoming ceremony. There were some fans that were here as well. I remember seeing lots of people tweeting even about being here at the airport.
Yeah.
So there were
and
people
our
here.
Our friend Natin Cheto wasn't, hey?
Was he not there?
No.
I'll confirm that. I'm not sure. Yeah, but what I know for sure is that there was a welcoming ceremony and there were fans that were at the airport to welcome her.
Yeah, but I cannot recall anything like that. But congratulations to Banyana Banyana anyway.
Yes. Are you going to come by, Gotliso?
Unfortunately not. But, yeah.
Okay.
But all the best.
Listen, you can show them some love from wherever you are, man. Yeah. And I'll ask the Arts and Culture Minister that very question. I also want to ask him, where is that 22 million rand that we're meant to spend on that fair? What's that? The flag. And maybe they can take some of that money, right? Yeah? And increase the bonuses for Banyana Banyana players. How about that? Like we said, we spoke a lot about this yesterday. 400,000 rand is what SAFA will be paying them, 400,000 rand each. And I tried yesterday to give you the breakdown of what Bafana Bafana players were going to get. Just for even going into the quarterfinals, going into the semifinal, they were going to get so much. And I think they were going to get about 950,000 rand each if they won AFCON. So, I mean, yeah, it's miles apart. Miles apart. Charlie, you're calling us from Florida. Good morning.
Hello, Clement. Good morning. I'm actually very sad, but still the congratulations go to Banyana Banyana. Well done. You have proven that your tenacity has brought it out. As also a national sportsman, I was not able to meet you, but my highlight of that day when the Springboks came home was to meet Zozibini, the whole team. I was wearing my full national regalia, and I also got to hold the Webb Ellis Cup. So I'm kind of looking at how can I get out of commitment to get myself out there.
Yeah, and apparently Gautrain also giving some free tickets as well. Listen, I took the Gautrain coming here. Our studios are in Sandton, just next to the Gautrain station, really. And all I did is Uber to the Gautrain station, you know, get on that train, and I was here in no time. And it's actually even quicker when you exit the station here at OR Tambo International Airport. You just go down the escalators, and then there's an exit, and just across the street, it's where the stage is set up. Just come by if you're able to show some love for Bafana Bafana. Moshere, you're in Pretoria West. Hello.
Yes, Clement. Banyana, not Bafana. How are you this morning, Clement?
Yes, Banyana. I'm good. What a fruity
Clement, I just want to really thank Banyana for really making us proud for during these difficult times, the challenges that we are going through as a country.
Hey,
how about
telling
Cheers, Clement.
Yes, I like that, Moshere. Moholo Kwani is... Jeez, what's that in English? It's like when you, like it's a praise, right? And Moholo Kwan is like how you praise people, really. And often you would say, you would, like what Moshere was doing there is, wah, wah, wah. And sometimes you ululate. Alelelelele. And if you're able to do that, please call in. I'm terrible with ululating. I'm a much better singer than an ululator. And I was singing along there outside. So if you can ululate, I'd like to take your calls. All right, 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. Let's take a quick ad break. When we come back, more of your calls and WhatsApp voice notes.
Aubrey Masango.
Weekday evenings.
8 to midnight.
Matthew Cruz. 5 priorities that are aimed to try and make sure that there's greater capacity for reliability to the grid. Are these going to be enough?
I think the trajectory will shift a little bit. It does make me think of the phrase too little, too late though. About half of the things that he mentioned are things that we should be doing anyway and actually were doing. So things like maintenance, the IRP. It's not being followed at the moment. Doing a renewal of the IRP will not really change much in my opinion.
Aubrey Masango.
8 to midnight on
702.
Imagine a seed falling onto dry earth and instantly transforming into a 60-year-old tree, proud, full, and flourishing. This is the world of investment. Or is it? Isn't it time you change how you see investing? At 91, we believe that when it comes to investing your hard-earned money, it's not cliches you need, it's results. Partner with an investment manager with a proven track record, even during turbulent times. Speak to your financial advisor today. 91. Investing for a world of change. 91 is an authorized FSP.
To walk the talk is to turn words into meaningful actions. And it's what we at 702 are committed to doing every day. We are also committed to following the rules set out by the Broadcasting Complaints Commission's Code of Conduct. To give you balanced programming, fair comments, and accurate news. But if we stumble along the way and you feel we are not living up to the code, let us know on comment@702.co.za. And if after that you're still not happy, we can direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission. Email bccsa@nabsa.co.za. For more, visit bccsa.co.za.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Magnatella
on 702.
It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Apparently, I'm saying ululating instead of ululating. Isn't it? I've always thought it's ululating. Okay, if you can ululate, please call in and ululate. And there are different ways to ululate, like in Sepedi, in Xhosa, in Zulu, and I don't know, maybe in any other culture, if there's a different way, because I think it's probably just the most consistent way to do it. But if you want to call in, guys, we just want to show and demonstrate our love and celebrate our champions, right? We need to celebrate them, and their families need to know how grateful we are of the efforts that they have made, right? Going up to the finals. I said earlier that they've tried this 5 times and they couldn't get it. In 1995, they've tried WAFCON, 2000, in 2008, in 2012, in 2018 as well. And now, at the 2022 edition, they finally tasted that glory for the very first time in the history of the National Senior Women's Team. So, we're here at 702 to welcome them. We're here at 702 to show how much we appreciate the efforts that they've put in place. We mustn't just make noise when it's just the Springboks, when it's just Bafana Bafana. And it's been a long time, hasn't it, that we've celebrated that national team. Banyana Banyana is also a national team that's demonstrating its capabilities, and we need to show them so much love. Kense, you're calling us from Pretoria. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement.
Wah, wah, wah.
That's them girls. They did it again. We are so humbled by their victory. And we say that you go, girls. It's a girls' world. That's Kinsey from Pretoria. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful, Kinsey. Thank you for calling. Moshe in Alexandra, good morning.
Hey, hello, hello, hello.
Hele, le.
Ra ile go itsa ka ntlo mo le tsela di 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 t
Clement, they are summer, they are welcome. I'm just looking at the radar. The flight is now passing Middelburg in Mpumalanga. It should be there in 20 minutes. Yeah.
Right. Ah, wonderful! Oh, you are one of those that got that have got the app, and you can trace and track the flights.
So I normally monitor the flight. I used to work at the
airport. Ah, wonderful! our boss at 702 Mzo, who's a station manager, also is monitors these flights. I must check out on his phone how far. Also that flight is, as we get closer to 9:55, that's when Banyana Banyana are expected to land, and then they'll make their way out here where we are by the parking lot just across the street from the arrivals here at OR Tambo International Airport. Moshe in Alexandra, thanks man for your call. Peter in Katlehong, hello.
Oh, thank you Clement. It's Jan Peter Tachi here. I cannot really relate. In karate, we say Osa. On behalf of all the karatekas in South Africa, we like to say happy landing to the Banyana Banyana and wish them good luck and say thanks for bringing the trophy to our country. Thank you. Domo arigato. Os.
Ah, thank you, Peter. Thank you, Peter and Katlehong. Zama in Centurion. Hi.
Hi, Clement. Congratulations to Banyana Banyana, and I wanted to say on behalf of another sport, South African Practical Shooting Association, we want to pass our congratulations, and I would like to 702 to continue do this to all sporting codes because this is a precedent, good precedent that you have set. I know practical shooting is going to the World Cup in November. We want to see you at WhatsApp as well.
Ah, listen, Zama, this is where it starts, right? We need to start appreciating, and this is what Cindy Poluta has been saying since yesterday, that these are the teams we also need to demonstrate love to. This whole obsession with just focusing on the big teams or just your more regular teams is not good. And I can tell you, Zama, when I can, I'll make a lot of noise about the teams that are representing South Africa, no matter how big or small they are. And thank you for calling about that. And we'll put that on our diary so we can remember when you guys go for the World Cup. Zama in Centurion, thank you so much for your message. I've got some of the WhatsApp voice notes as well coming through on 072-702-1702. I want to play some of them. And then after which, I'm going to go to some of your calls. So let's listen to some of the WhatsApp voice notes.
Morning, Clement. I am so happy for Banyana. Congratulations, ladies. Thank you for making us proud. Selina, you can go back to some hollow coin. I'm so happy. Woo!
I'm so jealous of how you guys can do this ululating mholo kwani. Yeah, can somebody teach me? Oh, you can whistle. Hey, whistling is also part of celebrating, isn't it? But I can't whistle. Like, the best I can do is that's not bad. Huh? That's not bad at all.
Clement, hi. We can never thank Banyana Banyana enough. Honestly, congratulations to the girls. They've made us proud. Clement, however, please can you make sure that Nomvula, I think her name is Nomvula, she wears jersey number 14. Can she get her lipstick, please? People need to buy her as many lipsticks as they can. I included. We need to buy her lipsticks. She loves her lipstick. Love you, Nomvula. Congratulations, Banyana Banyana. Busi Soshanguve.
Oh, Busi, I've seen the video of Nomvula putting on that lipstick. When she gets on that pitch, that lipstick is on. Yeah, I'm hoping that we'll speak to some of them. So when they arrive here, the official program is going to start. And as soon as it's done, if I'm still live, because my show finishes at 12, if we're still here, we'll speak to some of them. But hey, we also have our reporter from Eyewitness News who's here to cover the arrival. So if I don't get them, I trust you'll be hearing them throughout 702 on Eyewitness News bulletins.
Hi, Clement. Congratulations, Banyana Banyana. Woo-hoo! You know, guys, like Clisone, this is not the day for complaining whether the minister was there for who or not. Today is to celebrate our nation, celebrate Banyana Banyana. They are champions and we are proud of them. Charlotte in Roodepoort.
Ah, wonderful. Here's another one.
Morning, Clement. Unfortunately, I cannot be at the airport. I'd like to congratulate Banyana Banyana. They've made the whole nation proud. Can you please give a special thanks or a greetings to Jersey number 10? And if she's not married, I would really like her numbers, please. Jersey number 10 is so cute. And she's a good player too. So yeah, Jersey number 10 for me.
Okay, so my job here is to look for Jersey number 10. And then when I find her, I must ask, are you married? Because there's a 702 listener out there who would like your contact. Oh dear, that's funny. Max, you are here in Kempton Park. Good morning.
Morning, morning. How are you?
I'm all right, Max. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Kevin. Actually, I am the principal of the school in Tembisa. Its name is HM High Density Academy. And I'm just excited on behalf of my learners. I just wanted to extend the big up kind of congratulations to our players, the Banyana Banyana, for making us proud.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Max. Thank you for calling.
So
you're not too far away.
That's the dream of this guy who needs this number 10 to marry at who.
Okay, I'll find Jersey number 10, Max. Max is sending their love from HM High Density Academy. As you can hear in the background, like there's now music that's buzzing out. There's music buzzing out. I think we are about 20 minutes away now from Banyana Banyana landing. They're expected to land at around 9:55. So as soon as they land, they'll come out here and the official program is going to begin. But keep that love coming, please. And look, even if you're not able to make it to the airport, you can show them some love from wherever you are. If you are at school this morning, why don't you get your students, your learners, to ululate, to celebrate. They need to know that we've got these champions of Africa coming back home, and we need to celebrate them. And every single person in this country needs to understand the contribution they've made, the efforts they've made. So from crèche, tell those little kids about them. In school, tell them about them. And if you're able to make it, please pass by to celebrate and welcome them here at OR Tambo International Airport. It's exactly 9:30. Time for the latest in Eyewitness News headlines.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
It's 25 minutes before 10 o'clock. We're live from OR Tambo International Airport. Can you hear that music in the background? Let's take a listen to this. So we are dancing here at OR Tambo International Airport. That's like one of the... Is that amapiano? Or is it drum? I don't know. What's the... Yeah, I think it's the amapiano. The amapiano are now playing. The stage has been set up. And we are here, if you've just joined us, at OR Tambo International Airport to welcome the champions of Africa. Banyana Banyana, as you may know, have won the Women's Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco on Saturday. This was the sixth time they were trying to win. And this time around, they got it for the first time in the history of the national senior women's team. There's a welcoming ceremony for them here at the airport. So many fans expected here this morning. And if you can, please stop by. They're landing in less than 20 minutes' time. They will make their way out and the official welcoming program will start. We're all eagerly awaiting their arrival. And I've said it in the beginning and I'll say it again. Part of the reason I enjoy attending these events where we welcome teams or individuals that have successfully represented this country is how good it makes you feel to be part of this nation in spite of everything else that's happening. Yeah, when Zozibini Tunzi came back, we were here. There was a welcoming ceremony as well when the Springboks won the World Cup. And Many fans were gathered here at OR Tambo International Airport, and when you are here, you are reminded on how proud you should be of being South African. You're reminded that it's not all doom and gloom. There are other things that can make you feel good. And being here and being part of this diverse group of South Africans, united, proud, and happy, makes you feel that way. Simon, you're calling us from Pretoria North. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right, Simon. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Clement, first thing first, I would like to say congratulations to our girls. Yeah, I'm so proud of them. Secondly, I would like to say to the whole nation, let us honor these people with their statues while they're still there, while they're still alive. We are owing Bafana Bafana, the group of 1990. We are owing the walk for 90, the group of 1995. Can SAFA please consider honoring these people with the statues while they are still alive? Thank you very much.
Okay, Simon, interesting suggestion there. And I wonder if we don't have other ways we can honor our players. It's just, imagine having a statue and you're still alive. Huh? A statue? I mean, the former president Jacob Zuma has a statue, which is like really weird. Where is that statue again? Is it in the Northwest? Someone please remind me of where that statue is. Who else has a statue while they're still alive? It's just weird. Like, yeah, I don't know. But I hear you, Simon. I'll ask SAFA about it. Here at OR Tambo, there's a statue of OR Tambo himself. But he's no more. And, you know, that's how you pay homage and you respect and you appreciate their contribution. Yeah, but to have a statue while they're... Imagine, I'm going to Clement's statue. That's a little weird. But Simon, thank you for raising that. I'll put it to SAFA and hear what they have to say, right? I think Mandela as well had a number of statues. Yeah, but it's Mandela, you know. It's Nelson Mandela. It's a little different. But how many did he even have while he was still alive? I think we know better now, basically. And the point I'm making is I think there's other ways we can appreciate and celebrate and honor these players other than just building, you know, these sculptures and these statues in their honor, which is going to cost a lot of money. Let's give them that money, I would suggest. What do you think? Eh? Give me a call. If you agree with Simon or you can think of other ways we can honor them. 011-883-0702. Sylvia in Springs. Hello.
Hi, Sammy. How are you?
Hello, Sylvia. How are you doing?
I'm good and you, darling. Because my boss is so angry on me.
Okay, tell your boss. Put your boss on loudspeaker so we can tell the boss not to be so angry. You're on 702 celebrating the big team.
Listen to him. Listen.
Boss, please don't be angry at Sylvia. Sylvia is celebrating the biggest team.
Hello?
I'm looking for
Anya. Hi, boss. How are you?
You only find it out now. Yeah. The weekend. So, you only know it now. No, this woman don't know soccer. They already went on Saturday. She's only shouting now.
Yeah, but boss, give her leave there to come to the airport to come and celebrate. Sylvia in Springs. The boss is like, you're only finding out now. I say give Sylvia just 2 hours. Also, Springs is not far from here. Sylvia can be here in just 20 minutes or probably 30 minutes to come and welcome Banyana Banyana. Sandy Lane Midrand, good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I'm okay. Listen, just a small suggestion for the ladies. Well, first, I'd like to congratulate them. A small suggestion from, you know, one of these manufacturers that manufacture cars. Why can't they donate cars to these ladies? You know, they've done us proud. And, you know, I'm sure 400,000 won't go a long way. It might sound like it's a lot of money, but you know how it is, you know. Just need a small suggestion from from a car manufacturer. If one of them can just donate cars, you know, put it out there. These ladies deserve it, honestly.
Yeah, let's hope they're listening, Sandile. They absolutely deserve it. Dario in Edenville, what do you want to say? Good morning.
Morning. What I want to say, I hope that SAFA is not going to behave like they did with the Bafana Bafana after they won the African Cup. And they changed coach, they changed players, and we never won anything ever since. So let's hope they respect them and they work together with the existing structure in order to for South Africa to win more. That's it.
I hope so too, Dario. And I don't think they will change. And I hope they don't change. I hope they still remain committed, right? Even in... Because they are being celebrated now. And sometimes you can run the risk of being too comfortable, yeah? And thinking, I'm a big star, which unfortunately has actually led to the demise of a number of players because they start thinking of themselves as these big stars, and there's that humility is not there anymore. So I'm hoping that they will keep playing as hard as they do, right? They will get appreciated, they will feel appreciated, but still continue with that spirit. Let's go to some of the voice notes on 072-702-1702.
Hi, Clement. Hey, viva Banyana Banyana, viva, 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 viva Banyana Banyana, viva, 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 man. Well done, the girls have done us outmost proud. Clement, I've got a suggestion. As we know that there was that 20 million plus that was budgeted for that flag. Can we take that money and give it to the girls? Huh? That is one way of raising the flag, isn't it? Please. Give that money to the girls, and they've worked for it, and we wouldn't mind. As a nation, we do mind that flag, but we don't mind if it goes to the girls. They've done notable stuff, you know. Thank you.
Just to be clear, I was the one with the baritone there. Yeah? never underestimate me, Asimblief. Let's play some more voice notes.
Hey, well done, Banyana Banyana.
Morning, Clement. Congs to the ladies. And also, great thank you to Gautrain, who have offered transport for free between 8:30 and 10 o'clock to go to the airport from all corners of the Gautrain to welcome the ladies home. Guys, come on, let's go! Charles in Pretoria.
Morning, Clement. It's Mpuse here. I'm so proud of Banyana Banyana. I was once their physiotherapist. I think Janine was just 17 and playing for Basitana, but she'll play for Basitana is under 19 and Banyana Banyana. It's a long time. During Portia's time, I used to be their physiotherapist one time there. They were still good players during friend's time. Congratulations. Girls.
Wonderful. Leon, good morning.
Hi, Clement. I wanted to talk about the issue of statues. You know, people who have had their statues while they are still alive. I mean, you mentioned the issue of the former president, Jacob Zuma's statue in the Northwest. Mm. But Desmond Tutu also had a statue while he was still alive. I remember it was all over the news. I mean, he was even joking, mm-hmm. was brushing the nose, saying that, yeah, look, they got it right and all that. So I wanted to say that there's quite a lot of people who had their statues, but they're still alive. But it's kind of weird
Weird, hey, Leon? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, and look, I said to Elia that, okay, Mandela probably did as well. I mean, Desmond Tutu, those are... I mean, these are different, you know, people. We understand the role that they've played, and you sort of understand the, not even the urgency, but the need to even have those stitches while they were still alive. But even in that context, I just think it's quite weird to have a statue of someone who's still here with us.
Yeah, Corinna Krimo. It's Luyolo, by the way. Luyolo in Tavil. Yeah.
All right, Luyolo, thank you for calling. Yeah, what do you guys think? What do you guys think? I want to take some more of your calls on 011-883-0702. I mean, the whole idea of having a statue, I mean, that's a carved, cast figure of a person, you know? Someone whose life was a really big contribution. And it can be in the arts, it could be in politics, it could be anywhere else. And when you go there as a person who's got the statue of themselves, like, you look at it, what are you thinking? It sounds a little bit weird to me, but hey, anything is possible, all right? And I want to know if you think that's the best way to honor, especially given how young they are. Like Desmond Tutu, Jacob Zuma, Nelson Mandela, that's a little different. I mean, they are really old. I mean, for young women like Banyana players, eh? Or even the Springboks, or even Bafana. Should we, given that how young they are, consider that they must be celebrated through statues? I don't know. Dr. Ronnie Masilela, also giving us a call. Good morning, Dr. Masilela.
Hey, good morning, Clement. How are you, brother?
I'm all right. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, man. You know, I am so excited this morning. You know, I just wanted to congratulate Banyana. You know, I remember during my days as a sports commentator on Ukhozi FM and SABC, you know, in the late 80s and early 90s, you know, I was one of those, I remember the first game that we did, Banyana, you know, and today, look how far they have come. I just wanted to say congratulations to them, you know, and well done. We are very proud of them. You know, and I really hope and I trust, you know, that Bafana will learn, you know, now, you know, it's a bit strange that, you know, we have ladies who must teach boys how to play football. You know, it's just one of those things, but we are very, very, very proud of them. And thank you, Clement, and your team, and, you know, the 702, you know, for the wonderful job that you do every morning, every day. You know, you keep us abreast of issues, you entertain us, you keep us informed. Thank you very, very, very much. This is Ronnie Masilela, you know, former commentator on Ukhozi FM and SABC.
Thank you so much, Baroni. I appreciate it. Dr. Ronnie Masilela, you may know him very well as a sports commentator for the SABC. Yeah, we are very excited. We really are excited to be here. Look, when I found out what time they're landing, I WhatsApped my boss. In fact, it was on Sunday evening when I said to him, Zo, the station manager, was like, I want to do my show from OR Tambo International Airport. Banyana are coming. It's a big deal. We should do it. And he said, say no more. I'm going to make it work. And we were able to pull it off in just a day. So I'm really excited. It's good when you have a team of managers that also see the vision, that see how important certain events are, right? They don't tell you about the cost implications. They say, this is important. It's important for this nation. It's important for our listeners. And we are going to do it. Lerato in Krugersdorp, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to make a quick contribution regarding the statues.
Yes, please.
So, I was making a referral to say it's okay to have statues for somebody who's still alive, but I think it's mm-hmm. how you treat it. And what I liked about the statues outside, I think it's Westminster in London. When Nelson mm-hmm. Mandela was still alive, they didn't put him on a platform
on a or on a pedestal. When he was alive, he was grounded. He was on the floor. And it's the same courtyard where Winston Churchill and other greats in the world were, you know, have been alive. But now that he's passed, they've raised him. So I think it's how you treat it. I don't see why not.
Yeah. Okay, Lerato. So Lerato says it's how you treat it. What do some of you think? I'll take more of your calls on that. Statues for Banyana Banyana players? I don't know. It's just so weird. They're so young. And I say use that money. Use that money to compensate them. Like, give them that money. I mean, you know, these statues, it takes a lot of money to really put them and carve them. So I would say give that money to them. That's a good incentive, isn't it? Yeah? It's 7 minutes before 10.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
All right, I'll go to more of your calls and WhatsApp voice notes as well. I want to quickly bring in Masichaba Khumalo, who's the spokesperson for the Sports, Arts and Culture Department. How are you doing, Masichaba?
I am super elated. And how are you doing?
Oh, Chilin? How incredible is the mood here?
I know, right? It just feels like it's a Goosey's moment. Yeah. I heard Bongani talk about Goosey's yesterday morning. Because, I mean, this is history. We're right in the middle of history in the making. I'm here with my 9-year-old son, King. And to think that he wasn't around to witness the 1996 achievement. So this is the first for him in history.
Oh, that's amazing. So what are we looking at in terms of the program today?
Well, in terms of the program, we're certainly going to be having the president of SAFA. We're also going to be having the Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture, Mr. Natim Tetwa, as well as the MEC for Gauteng, Mbali Hlophe, who will all be part of the formal program. And I think you're probably the first to know that Banyana has just actually landed.
Yay!
They've just landed, guys.
Yeah. Ah, that's it. So they're landing, they're going to walk out here, and the official program is expected to start at what, 11 o'clock, right?
100%. So the official program kicks off with the singing of the national anthem at 11 o'clock. And of course, welcoming remarks from the executive mayor of Ekurhuleni, Ms. Tanya Campbell. And then we also have the president of SASCOC, Mr. Barry Hendricks, as well as the head of SABC Sport, who's going to be here to give remarks as well. And then, of course, Dr. Danny Jordan. And Ms. Mbali Hlophe and Minister Natim Tetwa.
Ah, that's wonderful. You know, the one question that's constantly asked by the listeners is whether or not we're going to do as we did with the Springboks, where we have them have this trophy and tour around for people that have not had the opportunity to be here. Is that a consideration? Is that something that is already under discussions in the Arts and Culture Department?
Well, I can certainly tell you that a lot of that information is going to come out in the press conference that's just about to happen. But most certainly, there's absolutely no way that trophy can't go around South Africa. Yeah. Like, the country deserves to see it and feel it and touch it.
Yes, yes. And we will see it, feel it, and touch it here.
Feel it, it is here.
Feel it, it is here. Masichaba, thank you.
Thank you, Masichaba, and keep up the good work. I'm so excited to be on your show. I am such a fan.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
And my mother's listening. Hey, Mommy.
Hello, Mama.
She loves you too, by the way.
Oh, Mommy, we love you too. See, I said it. We love you too. People think I struggle.
What, you've got problems with affection?
Yes. Yeah,
you.
But we're working on it.
You sound so gentle on the radio. You sound like a lover.
Right?
Yeah.
Then I don't have to say it.
What's your problem?
Because I sound like
you
it.
You must say it.
Thank you, Masichaba.
Thank you.
Khumalo, the spokesperson for the Arts and Culture and Sports Department. As soon as the minister gets here, listen, if I have to take a roving mic to go and put it on his face to talk to him, that's exactly what I will do. I think they'll be arriving shortly. I think, also, as you've heard from Masichaba, the champions have just landed. Huh? They've just landed. So they're going to walk out. There's a marquee here where they're going to be placed. And then that's when the official program is going to begin. And the Clement Manyatela show has a mission. We have to look for jersey number 10. Yeah? Look for jersey number 10. And go to jersey number 10 and ask, are you married? Because there's a 702 listener who's head over heels with you. That's our mission, part of our mission this morning.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are missing out. You are missing out on the vibe here at OR Tambo International Airport. My goodness.
If you can hear, there are drums that are playing, there are people that are singing, the fans are so excited to welcome Banyana Banyana. And that's why we are broadcasting live from the airport this morning. Listen, after 10 o'clock, I've got a number of guests that are lined up. I know a lot of you are asking me about whether or not Banyana Banyana will tour with that cup across the country. I think that's like the most rational thing to do, right? So I've got the COO at SAFA, Lydia Munyapau, who's literally just ready for an interview with me, who's here outside. I'm going to speak to her, and then I will ask her, as SAFA, is that something that they're planning? The Minister of Arts and Culture as well is expected to get here soon. Can you hear that? Do you hear what's happening outside? Ah, that's what's happening here at the airport. There are bikes here that are revving. Banyana Banyana have just landed, everybody. And we're really excited about that. So we'll continue this live coverage from OR Tambo International Airport after the news.